Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Lonsdale woman is back in jail now, charged with first-degree drug sale. On Wednesday, Lonsdale police stopped a vehicle at Halstead Avenue and Bluff Heights Drive after observing a couple of traffic infractions. The driver had no license and was placed under arrest. After placing the driver in his squad, the officer was informed by another officer that a female was in the back seat trying to hide. He asked the male passenger who she was. The woman popped up and said Heather, and said her last name was not important at this time. 38-year-old Heather Ann Anderson Larscheid had multiple active warrants in four counties and was placed under arrest. A full search of the vehicle revealed a purse in the back seat with 10 new hypodermic needles, just over 23 grams of methamphetamine, and $83 in cash. There were also three different scales in the area she was in. Anderson Larscheid is facing up to 30 years in prison for first-degree sale and is also charged with third-degree sale, carrying up to 20 years. According to the criminal complaint, two of the four warrants are in Rice County and involve meth and failing to appear. Anderson Larscheid's court appearance is June 5th. She remains in the Rice County Jail. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Northfield Council discussed those topics during their strategic plan work session. Administrator Ben Mardig.
We want to be a welcoming community, and because number of reasons. One, it's the right thing to do, and we want to treat people fairly in the process. We want to make sure that we're serving people appropriately, equitably throughout our different city services.
As communities become more culturally diverse, Northfield wants to reflect that. Staff has been participating in the GARE, Government Alliance on Race and Equity program, along with 30 other cities.
Learning about how inequities exist potentially in our policies that we have and what we can do to identify those, including like implicit biases that we might have within ourselves. We all carry with ourselves, based on our past experiences, certain biases that we have, and you're not even always conscious of that.
They shared their training with council and will be implementing an equitable action plan.
What that might mean practically, too, is just having some goals, outcome goals, of, for example, to have our city employment better reflect the diversity of our communities.
People of color make up 10% of our community. They make up about 2% of city staff. The idea is to include people of color in a broader way through boards and commissions. In terms of the council itself, those who voted for a raise for mayor and councilors cited a reason being that it would attract a more diverse candidate pool. The increase in dollars is about $20 a month. And it's a busy weekend in Northfield, and it starts with Girls' Night Out tonight. Shopping, dining, dancing, and hanging out with the girls. There will be specials, giveaways, and drawings all over town, and live music with dinner and drink specials, too. It all starts at 4 o'clock. Northfield Chamber President Todd Bornhauser added,
"We will be doing a little something special this year. We're going to do a Chamber Buck special at the office. So if you buy $100 in Chamber Bucks, you get $10 free."
Do that first and spend the bucks downtown. The Chamber is now located at 19 Bridge Square. Register at each of the sponsors for a chance to win $475 in Chamber Bucks. News from around the state is next.